That bitter taste is going.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith.
Here.
Mr. Dunlap.
Here.
Mr. Hess.
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the January 28th minutes.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. It's time, any public comment, then? Okay, executive sessions. Solicitor Budash, would you care to go over that, please?
Yeah, there was an executive session on February 10th, 2026, the purpose of which was to discuss legal issues related to the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority and the terms of the members of the board.
Thank you. Next, we have a proclamation that we would actually like to present today. And we'll start it off. Black History Month 2026, a century of Black history commemorations. Whereas Black History Month is a time to recognize and celebrate the history achievements and enduring contributions of Black Americans and to affirm that Black history is Americans' history. And whereas African Americans have made profound contributions to every aspect of American life, including civil rights, labor, education, science, technology, cultural, industrial, government, and community leadership. And whereas 2026 marks a century of national commemorations of Black history. Dr. Carter Goodwin Woodson, George Cleveland Hall, William D. Hartgrove, Jesse E. Moreland, Alexander L. Jackson, and James E. Stamps. Institutionalized the teaching, study, dissemination, and commemoration of Black history when they founded the Association for the Study of Negro Life in History, known as ASNLH, on September 9, 1915, also known as the Association for the Study of African American Study of Life and History.
Whereas people of African descent in the United States have long recognized their role in shaping history and commemorated key milestones in the struggle for freedom and equality, including global emancipation movements, the Civil Rights Act, Juneteenth, and the life of leaders such as Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. And whereas the 100-year anniversary prompts reflection not only on what has been accomplished by Black Americans, but also by the stories of scientists, entrepreneurs, artists, academics, inventors, policy leaders, soldiers, and everyday citizens who shape the nation matter. And whereas Black history is not only about honoring resilience, it is about building cultural awareness, learning from systematic justice, and developing the leadership skills required in an increasingly diverse world.
And whereas Indiana County is home to many Black residents, including descendants of individuals who migrated to the region during the Great Migration in search of safety, opportunity, and a better life, and who contributed to coal mining, manufacturing, public service, and community development. And whereas Black labor and leadership in Indiana County helped establish lasting community institutions, including parks, community centers, and civic organizations through collaboration, volunteerism, and advocacy. And whereas the Indiana County NAACP has worked since 1934 to advance civil rights and promote political, educational, social, and economic equality for all residents. And whereas Indiana County supports inclusive, anti-racist, and multicultural policies and recognizes its responsibility to address and prevent racial discrimination. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Indiana County Board of County Commissioners hereby proclaims February 2026 is Black History Month in Indiana County, Pennsylvania, and encourages all residents to honor the contributions of Black Americans, participate in Black History Month activities, and work toward a more just, equitable, inclusive community. In witness whereof, we have set our hands and caused the seal of the County of Indiana, Pennsylvania, to be affixed this 11th day of February 2026 to this proclamation. And I offer today this proclamation as a motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Oh,
aye. Okay. Vote as it. And with us today, Mayor. How are you doing?
Good yourself.
Good. Would you like to make comments, sir?
I would just like to thank you guys for the proclamation. As you know, African Americans have contributed greatly to our county. As it goes way back to the Underground Railroad times where Indiana County played a major part. So I just thank you guys for acknowledging this and for acknowledging our history, and not only our history, but all history. Because American, Black American, Black African American history is American history. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have some others would like to make comment?
Dr. Princess is here from NUCP.
Well, I would also like to thank you all for this proclamation. It means a lot. It means a lot for advancing the rights of all people in this county. We've done lots of research on the county, and we go back as far as 1800s in terms of Black participation. And I think this is an honorable time for us to celebrate Black history, because we're looking at a whole century of contributions of Black Americans to the development of this company and also to our local community. So I thank you so very much, and hope you all will come out to some of the programs we're having as an NAACP, but also some other folks in the community are having programs as well. So there's a lot to look at. We're going to look at Indiana County. We're going to show movies, and we're going to have a big celebration on the 27th, 26th, I'm sorry, the 26th of February at the Eagle Scout.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Well, how about let's come on up and let's get a picture with your proclamation. Okay?
It seems, man. Oh, fringing on your
Okay, next we have Emergency Management Agency, amended agreement, and Director Stutzman. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Before you this morning is a change order for the county's Motorola maintenance and service upgrade agreement. This is actually some good news as a follow-up to some discussions we had on new equipment implementation. This change order reduces our costs for last year and provides us with a $16,809.46 reimbursement. So I'm asking that the commissioners accept this change order that reduces our service and equipment costs by that amount.
Okay, do I have a motion? Sign the agreement. Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Carrie, thank you, Director.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Next, we have another amendment. The agreement from Probation Department. And Chief Leonard, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Probation Department is requesting that the County Commissioners sign this amendment to the electronic monitoring service agreement between BI Incorporated and Indiana County. This amendment will extend our already existing agreement through December 7th of this year. The cost to the county varies on the type of electronic monitoring equipment. This ranges from $1.85 to $3.85 per day, but the offender is assessed a $10 a day fee to help offset those, well, we pay for those costs, so.
Do I have a motion to accept the agreement?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, the youth level of service agreement.
Sure. The Juvenile Probation Department is required by the Juvenile Court Judges Commission, the JCJC, to use a youth level of service, a YLS, on all juvenile offenders. This is an assessment tool that is used to determine the risk needs of the youth and to give guidelines on how often they should be seen. For the 2026 calendar year, the cost of each assessment is $4. This remains unchanged from 2025.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Next, we have a opioid settlement fund program application. And Ms. Schroeder, good morning.
Good morning. On behalf of the Opioid Settlement Committee, I'm presenting a project for approval. This would be with the Alice Paul House to provide evidence-based programming. The total amount of funding would be $46,800 that would become effective July 1st of 2026 for that fiscal year. The payments will be made for direct services at an hourly rate of $81.25 per hour. And I also believe that we have Audia Boyles from the Alice Paul House there to provide some additional information on the programs that will be offered.
Hey, thank you, Audia. Good morning.
First, I'd like to thank Armstrong, Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission, the commissioners, and the Opioid Committee for allowing us to provide these evidence-based programs to those who have suffered from opioid use. We will be presenting to the community, Guiding Good Choices, Seeking Safety, and Beyond Trauma. All of these are evidence-based, and they will be presented by trauma-informed advocates that make great impact with our community and recovery and moving forward to a healthier community altogether.
Okay, thank you. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. 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 Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Next, from the Office of Planning and Development, contract award. Good morning, Mr. Morrow.
Good morning, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development, Platinum Visual Solutions, request that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Ray Winters and Sons of Indiana, PA, for the Platinum Visual Solutions Interior Concrete Floor Repair Project. The contract award request in the amount of $67,200 is to demolish asphalt flooring surrounding the newly installed storm sewers and then pour approximately 7,800 square feet of 4,000 PSI concrete at a 6-inch thickness. That equates to 143 cubic yards of concrete. Project costs will be covered by the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant funds and Platinum Visual Solutions funds.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Next, we have some projects with the Jimmy Stewart Airport. And Director Stauffer, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm joined today by Roger Ewing, Manager at the airport. And if there's any technical questions, I'll defer to him on the actual construction aspects of it. But the Office Plan Development, the Jimmy Stewart Airport, and Delta Airport Consultants, Inc. requested the Board of Commissioners accept the following grants for the Rehabilitate Terminal Apron Project, including crack repair and markings at the Indiana County Jimmy Stewart Airport, located in White Township. The bill 2025 in the amount of $472,178, or 95% of project funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration, coordinated through PennDOT Bureau of Aviation as part of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, also known as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law or Bill, which includes funding and support for airports plus matching funds provided by the Bureau of Aviation in the amount of $24,851.47, or the remaining 5% of the anticipated project cost, with no local share required, for total federal and state funding of $497,029.47. Funding includes eligible project costs for administrative expenses such as advertising and the bidding, engineering fees, project inspection fees, and construction costs.
Okay. The motion to approve plan?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. The next one?
Yeah. Same project. This is anticipation of Bill 2026 funding in the amount of $59,632 even, which is 95%, again, provided by the FAA through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. And it will be matched against 5% from the Commonwealth Bureau of Aviation, the amount of $3,138.53, for total federal and state funding with no local share required, in the amount of $62,770.53.
Motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Next contract?
Yeah, and just a caveat to that, the total amount altogether is $559,800. Again, no local share required. I just again want to put a caveat that, again, as the project gets started, depending on funding, may need to provide interim financing. I think that's been presented to you previously. Also, for the actual, this is the award of the contracts related to that construction portion. The Office Plan Development, Jimmy Stewart Airport, Delta Airport Consultants, following the advertised bidding, requested the Board of Commissioners enter into a construction contract for base bid work at the terminal apron that includes joint and crack repair, reflective marking, and associated excavation, sub-base course, and wearing course at the Jimmy Stewart Airport in White Township. The general construction contract is being proposed today by HRI, Inc. out of State College in the amount of $269,900. Three bids were received from a high of $344,131.45 to the lowest responsible bidder of $269,900. Project costs will be covered with federal FAA bill money and State Bureau of Aviation funding with no local share required.
Okay. Motion to approve the GC contract with HRI.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same.
As part of that same bid, there was a bid alternate that included refined coal tar emulsion with additives for slurry coat. So that's what makes them look black. So that would be added to it. Bidders also bid that as a bid alternate, although I think we believe we awarded on the lowest responsible bidder. HRI was also the lowest on the alternate. So this would be an add alternate to HRI's contract, which you just awarded, in the amount of $55,200. Three bids on the alternate were received. The high was $68,000. If approved, the total construction contract would be revised to $325,100. And again, the cost would be the FAA bill and BOA funding previously approved. And as previously stipulated, the timing of the bill, depending on the project, could require some interim financing until the bill funds are out.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the alternate?
Second.
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 All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same.
Yeah.
Thank you, Byron.
And then one last item.
Sure.
This is a task order. So the Office of Planning Development and the Jimmy Stewart Airport requests that the Board of Commissioners accept the following task order proposal from Delta Airport Consultants, Inc. Delta is the airport's engineer, aviation, and these are for professional services related to the rehabilitate terminal apron project at the Jimmy Stewart Airport. Task order two, in the amount of $140,000, which is based on a unit price plus fixed fees, for construction administration and resident project representative services, such as project coordination, meeting participation, shop drawing reviews, on-site inspections, the airport layout plan update, various reports to our funders, and reviewing contractor reimbursement requests, etc. These projects are also, project costs are also covered by the bill and BOA fund.
Okay, motion to approve the task order. Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same.
Thank you.
May I make a comment? This is a wonderful example of how local, state, and federal partners, government, business partners collaborate to create a situation where economic development can happen in a small rural area like ours. And these dollars from the bipartisan infrastructure law, IIJA, are just vital to making economic development happen in areas like ours. So I want to thank your office for all the work they've done, and thank you, Roger, for your leadership at the airport. And there's many layers to this, so it's a lot of thanks to go around. But great investments here.
You've all seen the terminal apron, and I'll defer to Roger, but it needs a dress up and needs enhancement and seeing more activity. So
there's no way we could do that from within. So appreciate our state and federal partners on that for sure.
Thank you. The other thing is to appreciate the people we actually have in place in the county to actually be able to function all these things into one and put it down the runway. No pun intended.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next, we have a number of board appointments. And Ms. Maria, would you please present?
Sure. For the Children's Advisory Commission, I'm asking the board to reappoint Angela Boring, Brandy Fleming, Mark T. Higgins, Linda Mitchell, Sarah Shroth, and new appointments of Emily Carr, Jessica Clark, Amanda Morelli, Emilia Rippin, Brandy Sieskowski, and Missy Williams. All of these terms will expire December 31st of 2028.
Do I have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, High Ridge Water Authority.
I'm asking the board to appoint Ryan Fry to the High Ridge Water Authority. This term will expire January of 2030, and this is a new appointment.
We have a motion to approve that appointment.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, the Indiana County Transportation Authority.
I'm asking the board to appoint Michelle Jesko to the Indiana County Transportation Authority. This is a new appointment and will expire January of 2027.
Motion to approve that appointment. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, to the Local Emergency Management Agency.
I'm asking the board to appoint to the following local Emergency Planning Committee: Chris Graham, Thomas Ozog, Chris Anderson, Michael Keith, Garrett Kutchner, James Dixon, Ronald Moreau, Randy Thomas. These are all reappointments, and a new appointment of Scott Helms. All of these terms will expire February of 2028.
Motion to approve those appointments.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, the appointments to the Indiana County Airport Authority.
I'm asking the board to appoint the following members to the Indiana County Airport Authority: Brian Hall, and these are all new appointments. Brian Hall.
Bill Hall, right?
I'm sorry.
Bill.
I got sidetracked. Bill Hall, January 2027. Alex Alms, January 2028. Brian Force, January 2028. Jonathan Stump, January 2029. Tom Kitchen, January 2029. Peter Broad, January 2030. Mike Moreau, January 2030. Michael Batko, January 2031. And Sean Kurz, January 2031.
Do I have a motion to approve those appointments?
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, thank you, Robin.
Next is a PCON grant. Robin, would you like to present that, please?
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve an application be sent to the 2026 Several Day Safety Improvement Program grant application through the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania. In the amount of $7,202. There are two items in this grant. The first one is a sidewalk replacement and ramp near the entrance of the Emergency Management Agency building in the amount of $3,880. And the second one is for safety gear through the probation office. The first part is that these are jackets, $1,650, and tactical boots, $1,672. So I'm asking the board to approve this grant total in the amount of $7,202.
Do I have a motion to approve the grant?
So moved.
Second.
Aye. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Thank you, Robin. Okay. Please note that the courthouse will be closed on February 16, 2026, in observation of President's Day. Any other business be brought before the board today?
Proper to talk about the kickoff.
Sure.
So we had the American 250 kickoff scheduled for the day that it was extreme cold, extreme snow, mm-hmm. So it had to be canceled. So it's now rescheduled to Wednesday, the 25th of this month. At 1 p.m. and it'll be in the courthouse here in one of the courtrooms. So we invite the public to attend that. But you really should RSVP through the link that's provided on the information that's been pushed out through social media and the regular media.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, we want to thank our Tourist Bureau and you, Commissioner Dunlap, for you've done a lot of work to bring us all together, so I appreciate that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Going there, down here, going back.
Yeah, it's a lot. there were a lot of emails and texts, but we got it scheduled. So,
yes. Hopefully, the weather holds out that day.
we're doing it regardless.
Okay. Any other business? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be out here in the hearing room February 25th at 10:30 a.m. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.